So, you have a movie for me?
Yes, sir, I do. So I was thinking we could do, like, a reboot of Ghostbusters.
I don't think that's a very good idea.
Oh, you don't?
Yeah, I mean, the original Ghostbusters is something special that people really care about, right? It feels like we should just come up with something original.
Okay,
but it would probably make a lot of money.
Oh, it would? Okay, yeah, let's do it. Oh, that was easy.
Yeah, you should have led with the money thing. There's nothing I wouldn't do for money.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I'd sell my own grandmother just to make a quick buck. I don't care.
You'd sell your grandmother for $1?
Oh, yeah, for sure. You went interested?
I mean, maybe. That sounds like a pretty good deal.
Well then, sold. She's pretty senile too, so she says all kinds of funny stuff.
Oh, that's gonna be entertaining.
It sure will be. So tell me about this Ghostbusters reboot.
Well, first off, I figure we could do like a gender swap thing and make them female Ghostbusters.
Oh, okay, interesting. What was the motivation for that?
It's sexist of you to even ask that.
Ah, damn it.
Yeah, you're on a list now.
That's fair.
Yeah, so the Ghostbusters are gonna be these four women, Erin, Abby, Patty, and Holtzman.
Which one is the funny one?
Erin, Abby, Patty, and Holtzman.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're all gonna be super smart, but sometimes they're gonna turn super dumb when the actresses think of funny lines to say.
Isn't it your job to think of the funny lines, though?
No, I'm pretty sure it's typically the actors that come up with lines.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so I thought we could start by putting them in a bunch of slightly interconnected scenarios and just have them improvise a bunch of lines.
Okay.
And then we'll have about 5 hours of wacky improvised lines that we could kind of whittle down into some kind of Frankenstein monster of a movie.
And that's how comedies are made?
Listen, I'm no expert, but I think that's how it's done.
Wait, you're not an expert?
Oh, God, no. Are you?
No, I'm not. Should we get one of those?
Nah, it's probably fine.
Well, okay then. So tell me about the slightly interconnected scenarios.
Sure. Well, the movie's gonna start off in a mansion, and we're gonna get a huge backstory for this ghost that lives there.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, we're gonna have a mansion tour guide explain that she killed a bunch of people. It's gonna take up quite a bit of time.
So her backstory's gonna be pretty important to the movie moving forward?
No.
Well, okay then.
We're also gonna have the ghost attack the tour guide in the opening scene.
Oh, what does she do?
Apparently nothing, because he's totally fine a couple of scenes later.
So that whole thing was mostly pointless?
Mostly, yeah.
Huh.
Anyway, so the main characters are gonna go to the mansion later and get the ghost on video.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, but then apparently they only upload Erin's reaction to YouTube, so she loses her job at the university.
Should have probably uploaded the whole thing.
Probably, and then Abby and Holtzman get fired from their jobs too, so they all decide to form a ghost squad together.
With what money?
Unclear. And then they hire a secretary guy, Kevin.
With what money?
Unclear. And then they hire this other lady, Patty.
With what money?
Unclear.
I just don't get how this business model works.
Yeah, it doesn't make much sense, but Kevin's gonna be really dumb, so I hope people just focus on that.
Oh, how dumb are we talking?
Like, very dumb.
A very dumb character sounds like something a comedy movie would have, so I'm on board.
Fantastic.
So tell me about some of the other characters.
Oh, well, Abby's gonna have this thing where she keeps yelling at a delivery guy because her soup doesn't have enough wontons.
Oh, having a main character be mean to somebody in the service industry does make them very likable.
It sure does, and then Holtzman is gonna be weird.
That's hilarious, because that's not normal.
Exactly.
And are they gonna go up against a bad guy?
Yeah, this dude Rowan wants to unleash ghosts in New York City.
Oh, that does sound like a bad guy.
Yeah, and the Ghostbusters are gonna corner him at a certain point, so he's gonna, you know, commit suicide in front of them.
Oh my god, that's so dark.
No, it's gonna be really funny. The Ghostbusters are gonna crack a bunch of jokes.
They're not at all traumatized by seeing someone die in front of them?
Not at all. It happens at another point of the movie, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I thought we could get Bill Murray to come play this paranormal debunker guy who gets shot out a window by a ghost.
Oh my lord, and there aren't any consequences?
No, the Ghostbusters are gonna talk to a cop about Patrick Swayze, and then we're never gonna talk about the situation again.
Wow.
Yeah, and then we could have random cameos from the other original Ghostbusters, doesn't really matter how.
Yeah, just shove them in there, I don't care. So what are people's character arcs?
Oh, I don't have any of that going on.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, that sounds boring. Let's stick with the improv, okay?
Is it gonna be hard to wrap up a movie if nobody has character arcs?
Actually, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, in the third act, we could just do what all blockbusters do these days.
Big CGI fight in a skybeam?
Big CGI fight in a skybeam.
Oh, big CGI fights and skybeams are tight.
Yeah, so essentially the bad guy Rowan is a ghost now, and he's like the most powerful being ever.
How come?
I don't know.
Fair enough.
So then he takes control of Kevin and freezes a whole crowd of people.
Wait, he can freeze people?
Yeah, pretty cool, right?
Well, that's game over, right? Can't he just freeze the Ghostbusters?
Yeah, but he's not gonna do that, though.
Oh, do they have something to block that or something?
No, he's just not gonna do it, because they're the main characters.
Oh.
And then he's gonna take the form of a giant Ghostbusters ghost, and they're all gonna shoot him in the testicles.
What?
Yeah, pretty cool, right?
He can take the form of anything, and he takes the form of a giant ghost with sensitive testicles.
That's what we're going with.
Well, okay then.
And so, yeah, what do you think?
Well, I think we've made a ton of fantastic decisions here today.
Yeah, you do.
Oh, yeah, but there is one more thing we can do to really make this movie perfect.
Oh, yeah? What's that?
Hey guys, it's Ryan here. Hope you enjoyed that pitch meeting. We have a lot more of these on the channel that you can check out. You could also let me know in the comments section what other movies you'd like to see these pitches for. Don't forget to like and comment and share and subscribe. And as always, check back soon for a new one. Bye-bye.